It would be a mistake, however, to think that connectors are the only people who matter in a social epidemic. At some point in the rise of hush puppies, the shoes were discovered by connectors, who broadcast the idea of hush puppies as cool far and wide. But who told the connectors about hush puppies? It's possible that connectors learn about new information by an entirely random process, that because they know so many people, they get access to new things wherever they pop up. If you look closely at social epidemics, however, it becomes clear that just as there are people we rely on to connect us to other people, there are also people we rely on to connect us with new information. There are, in other words, information specialists and people specialists. Sometimes, of course, these two specialties are one and the same. Part of the particular power of Paul Revere was that he wasn't just a networker. He wasn't just the man with the biggest Rolodex in colonial Boston. He was also actively engaged in gathering information about the British. In the fall of 1774, he set up a secret group that met regularly at the Green Dragon Tavern, whose express purpose was to monitor British troop movements. He helped find out the intelligence, and he passed it on. Paul Revere was a connector, but he was also, and this is the second of the three kinds of people who control word-of-mouth epidemics, a maven.